Americans have become well known for being fans of convenience. What could be more convenient than having fresh, individually proportioned ingredients delivered to the doorstep, all ready for you to cook yourself? It's a concept that's catching on in some parts of the country. And 2 years ago, while at Washington University, three enterprising students took the concept and they ran with it. It's called You Kitchen. Now a local restaurateur is also testing the idea. Joining me in studio is Brian Park, one of those WashU students. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Katie Lee Collier of Katie's Pizza and Pasta Osteria in Rock Hill. Brian, thanks so much for being with us. Great to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us how this business works.
So basically, customers get to go online and choose what they want to order. And what we'll do is we'll actually prep all the ingredients, we'll portion it out into individual serving sizes, and then we'll deliver it to their home. And they just all they need to do is follow a simple recipe card, and they have, you know, a high quality meal in just about 15 minutes. It's fresh, healthy, and quality.
How is it delivered?
We actually deliver ourselves right now through our truck. But basically, you know, we'll put the meal kits into an insulated box so that it's always fresh and refrigerated, and then we'll actually go up to their doors and hand deliver it.
Well, this started at Washington University primarily as a service for students. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we initially tested out, you know, our services with all the WashU students and faculty, and, you know, we thought that the students and people with a little bit of an irregular schedule would really benefit from it. And now, you know, people, working people, are really starting to look for these kind of services as well in St. Louis.
This and elsewhere, this seems to be a growing phenomenon, if you will.
Definitely. So it seems like it started in the East Coast, you know, not too long ago, and they've been doing very well, and it's been starting to spread all over U.S. And it's been a little bit slower coming into the Midwest market, but, you know, as many things have do, but basically, we want to be able to establish our, you know, roots with Midwest, which it's basically where we started. It's basically where we kind of came up with everything. And then we want to be able to branch out from here and really focus on the Midwest markets.
One of the better known fresh ingredient delivery services is Blue Apron. Mm-hmm. How is yours different, or is it different from Blue Apron?
So in many ways, it's similar, but we have a few key differences. So the overall idea is the same. You know, you order your meal kits and you basically get them delivered. The difference is that we actually go ahead and prep all the ingredients. So say onions, you know, you don't have to peel onions and sit there and actually, you know, spend time doing that. We'll actually do all of that. We'll chop, we'll prep, you know, we'll slice, mince, whatever. And then we'll package them with something called vacuum packaging. So we suck out all the oxygen so that it remains really fresh for longer periods of time. And then we deliver it so that everything takes just about 15 minutes to cook as opposed to it taking, you know, 30, 35 minutes.
How many customers do you have at this particular point?
At this point, we have about 200 customers. We started out about a month and a half ago for sales, so it's been a pretty new thing. But it's we had about 500 people try it out, and a majority of those were actually the free giveaways for the first time, just to kind of get the, you know, word out that this kind of service exists. And then we have about 200 customers frequently using us.
Where is the food prepared? Are these meal kits prepared?
We prepare in our own commercial kitchen. So we have a commercial kitchen downtown with professional chefs and, you know, people who are trained in, you know, quality control. And what we do is, you know, any order that comes in, we actually source all the ingredients there as well and prep everything there, and it's all in-house.
That must be a pretty busy place. I mean, if you're talking about a couple hundred people ordering different things each day, mm-hmm. how much of a variety and how many options do they have?
So meal-wise, you know, we usually have about six rotating menus. So every single week there are six menus that people get to choose. It's a voting system. So, you know, this week we'll have next week's menu already up, and they get to, you know, select what they want. And we have eight classics as well. And usually orders come in at the beginning of the week pretty heavily and then relax down a little bit. So it's really busy sometimes, and then sometimes it's just pretty relaxed.
You know, I would think that people who are ordering this way might have some concerns about the sanitary conditions of where the food
Definitely.
Is prepared and hygiene and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What assurances do you give them about that?
So the idea is that we have to go through something called a HACCP plan. So it's a little bit different from a typical restaurant. We have to go through additional safety procedures, and we have to get approved by the city. And some of those things, other than the basic sanitary things, include, you know, temperature control. So when we actually prep something or cook something, we have to use something called a blast chiller, where it brings it down to a low temperature in a within about 90 minutes, so that it's outside of that danger zone, so that all sort of safety procedures are followed. And for delivery, we make sure that everything's inside an insulator box with a thermometer and make sure that it's at a refrigerated temperature. So we always try to ensure that it's at the right temperature. You know, there's no double usage of knives for meat and produce and et cetera.
And how many people do you have making these deliveries?
We start out with 3 chefs and 1 person that's mainly focused on packaging. Right now, we're using 2 chefs primarily, and the packaging person is obviously there. But at different points, we have had to actually use people kind of outside of the service, out of nowhere for emergency help. We actually recently launched Groupon, and with that came, a spur of orders out of nowhere. And then we had to hire people just kind of, like people who are just kind of looking for work from the streets. We're just like, had to get them right away.
But how many people do you have delivering these meals?
Actually, me and Eddie that's been doing all the deliveries ourselves.
And Eddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Good old Eddie. Thank God for Eddie.
Mm-hmm. So, that's the only time that the customer actually gets to see our face, because everything is e-commerce. They only see the products, but they never see our face. So we thought that in the beginning, we really wanted to, make sure that it's the founders. We really get ourselves, established. And then we want to hire full-time delivery people who will be trained in not just, doing the delivery itself, but in a lot of customer service and customer education.
All right. I'd like to bring another voice into this conversation. Joining us now by phone is Katie Lee Collier of Katie's Pizza and Pasta Osteria in Rock Hill. She is testing the concept of fresh ingredient home delivery. Katie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're a busy young lady these days.
Oh, yes, I try.
Tell us where you are in this testing process of yours.
So, well, we were, interested in the meal kit idea, and recently, about a couple of weeks ago, we launched a beta test with the community, and we sent out 250 pizza kits, and in return, we got a lot of feedback, and good feedback and bad feedback, and we're going to use that to launch the company.
And that's a certainty now?
Yes, it is. So we're looking for a facility to make the kits, and then we're working on getting our packaging and distribution kind of figured out, and hopefully in the next 6 months we'll be selling pizza kits online.
How did you come across this idea? Were you seeing this sort of thing happening in other parts of the country?
Yeah, so I was interested when I heard about Blue Apron and Plated and started researching the concept and really understanding how it started and how it's evolved into this, huge new space in food, and thought, well, I would love to be involved in it. So starting small, I decided just to start with pizzas, and I think the idea of doing it yourself and making it at home and being able to share it with your friends is a great concept with social media and the new world. So we thought, what's the coolest thing to do? And making pizza has a great ceremonial tradition to it, and we thought we'd bring that to people's homes.
You have other things on your menu, of course. Do you plan to expand if this takes off, as you hope it will?
Yes, we'd love to do pasta kits. We make all of our pastas in-house from scratch, so we have beautiful pasta shapes, and we thought that would be fun to send with, the sauces and the ingredients, and they can make the pasta at home.
In studio with me, Katie, is Brian Park of U Kitchen, started at Washington University, if you didn't hear the earlier part of our conversation. I'm wondering, would you have any questions of him? He's been up and at it for a couple of years now and maybe has some advice for you.
Oh, tons. How much
Hi,
time
Katie.
Do you have?
Well, ask a question or two. Let's see how it goes.
Well, I think the biggest hurdle for us right now is the packaging and keeping the price down for the consumer. And I understand that you probably have to get your volume up to do that, but how did you figure all of that out?
So packaging-wise, because of the rawness of our ingredients, we actually had to mostly stick with the vacuum packaging. So vacuum bags were a requirement for us, basically. We couldn't use Ziploc bags for the most part. So as far as, ingredients go, we stuck with that. If you're selling, the pizza kits as – are you selling as a whole pizza or –
Well, so we're selling the dough, the fresh dough, mm-hmm. and then the cheese and the ingredients and the sauce and all of that. And then they hand stretch the dough and make it themselves at home.
Gotcha. Okay, so I would imagine that the cheese and other components, it's fairly easy for packaging, you know, whether it's a big Ziploc or other bags, it should be fine. But did you have a plan for that dough? We tried doing it as well, and it was a little difficult.
Yeah, so we have been experimenting with the dough for a long time because, as you know, fresh dough can be compromised through shipping. And we figured out the packaging for that. But my issue was just getting the cost down with the – you're trying to keep it refrigerated, and you want it to be at a certain temperature, and that can be pretty expensive. So
it definitely is.
How that hurdle, how you get over that.
Initially, we got over that by doing the delivery ourselves. So obviously, if you do the mail shipping, which I assume is what you're doing.
Yes.
If you do that, you have to have the gel packs. You have to, you know, have ship it out within a certain number of days. So you have to do expedited shipping. And obviously, that gets costly. And, you know, I've been looking around. It seems like FedEx has the best rates right now for businesses, especially the smaller businesses. But even then, you know, it's easily $10, $20 even local. So I would say the one way we would probably go around that is by having minimum order. So we would, you know, expect people to order about 4 meals if they're doing single order. If they're doing for two, you know, we probably have them order, you know, 2 to 3 meal kits per. So that it's basically kind of, you know, getting the volume sales up high enough so that the margins work out in terms of the cost.
Hey, right.
We've got a seminar going here on fresh ingredient delivery. Katie, it occurs to me, though, Katie, that the pizza that is home delivered is going to be considerably more expensive. It would have to be more than one at your place.
We're working on that and figuring out ways to get around that. But so we hope that it'll be around the same. But, yes, getting that experience at home, you might have to pay a little bit more. We found using couriers helps as well, which it sounds like they're doing the same thing, delivering themselves. So as long as we stay in the St. Louis region, I think we can keep the cost down, and then we'll get as creative as we can to figure out how to bring it to a larger region.
Well, let me ask each of you this question. Katie, I'll start with you. Why not just deliver an already baked pizza? What is the real advantage of delivering one that someone has to prepare him or herself?
Well, I think that people are really interested in the do-it-yourself thing, and they're able to – chefs are very popular, and becoming a chef at home and learning how to do that and being able to post – you know, the food that you've created has, it's kind of a new phenomenon. So being able to do it yourself and plus pizza, hand stretching Neapolitan dough is a really beautiful craft to be able to learn. And I think that people want to be able to learn that and do that at home and say that they can. And so just that experience, I think, is enjoyable for families and couples.
Ryan, let me put that same question to you.
Yeah, I actually completely agree with Katie on that. The experience is very important for a lot of people. It's a little bit different for us because we're trying to get for their, you know, try to go for their daily food, so as opposed to, you know, once a week experience type of thing. So for us, the freshness actually matters because it changes the texture of the food when you actually cook it. So if we cook it for them and then send it to them, the texture isn't maintained. So whether you have to use microwave or just oven bake, the texture usually decreases in quality, and we want to maintain the highest quality. And that was the main reason why we want to keep it fresh and raw.
What's the variety of options the customers have in menus?
In terms of just the menu selection?
Mm-hmm.
So we go for all over the place. So, you know, we try to keep it pretty international and regional. By that I mean most of our customer base comes from not just Midwest market, but from South, you know, East, West. So we wanted to do some, you know, Cajun, some what is that called? Creole, you know, Southern
Creole,
food.
Mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm.
And then some East food that's a little bit more specific to Southwest, so Tex-Mex style. And we have chefs that have experience, you know, throughout different places, and they're from different places, so their expertise is a little different. So we try to keep that, and given that the founders, you know, are international as well, we try to also keep a lot of international menu.
Only a few seconds left. We'll put a link to your website and our website where people can find out more. And Katie, with regard to the pizza, there's not necessarily a lot of variety in pizza, but I guess you can offer a number of different choices.
Oh. Yes, no, we get pretty crazy with the toppings. So we've got plenty of options for you. We do stuff we do a corn pizza with zucchini and mint and goat cheese, and we can do traditional and really unique seasonal stuff. So we've got a lot to work with.
Do you think people will be able to build their own, call in an order with the particular ingredients for them, personalize them?
Yes, so far we're making videos that go along with the recipe card, and the first 250 that we sent out, the feedback was that it was very easy to make and very fun, so we're just going to keep doing that and learn as we go.
This could be the start of something big. Katie Lee Collier, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with your project. Brian Park, thank you. Good luck with yours. You're well along now, and I hope you have a great success with it. Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.